TMP Marion is getting right back into it after the holiday break. Chad Meitner stops by to talk about the week on this edition of the Catholic Schools Report on the Post podcast.
As educators, we're just getting off a nice break, which is a beautiful perk for us, and getting ready to welcome back all the kids who I'm sure are ready to come back too.
Yeah, because you guys start back, I think everybody starts back tomorrow, but you guys do as well, right?
Yeah, at least here locally, I'm pretty sure tomorrow's that first day for students. But today is a day where the teachers, we're already back at it, trying to make sure we dust the cobwebs off and get our plans updated for the second semester.
That's got to be one of those days that's you feel like you're going to be super productive because you don't have the students there. And then, I don't know, at least when I was in school 20 years ago, it seemed like once we got all the teachers together, they just had more fun than actually got anything accomplished. You were still doing things, but it was like everybody was enjoying kind of the
time back together.
Yeah, exactly. They were just enjoying themselves and having fun.
Oh, yeah. We start with the teachers today. We all came back. We had a mass this morning, shared a breakfast. And while we're doing business, we want to have fun with each other and build that family, that family atmosphere that we know helps kids in school when they come into a place that's got that atmosphere. If we as teachers are not on the same page or we're kind of upset with each other, then that impacts the kids. So we want to make sure we enjoy each other's time as much as possible. And while we're a diverse group, we do have a common goal, and it's nice to have days like this to settle in and get ready. So, and we have a busy week to come into, that's for sure.
I was going to say, yeah, you guys are not wasting any time, just jumping right into it. Looks like the first thing we were going to talk about was the Monarch for a Day, which is this Friday. And we talked a little bit off air about this. We want to tell us a little bit about what that's all about.
Yeah, Monarch for a Day, it's a day for fifth and sixth graders in any school or town here, probably within in hearing my voice of this station, is welcome to come to. Just to learn more about TMP Marion, learn about the school, the teachers, the students, and get a taste of it, because that's the best way to decide, hey, is this the best thing for my child and for the child to feel at home, is to come to a day like this. So yeah, Monarch for a Day is a big day for us every year. It's this Friday. And if you want to send your fifth or sixth grader, if it's a grandkid or your own child, just give the school a call. All we need is your name, and we'll save a place for them, and they'll have a great day.
And, you know, this area, it is a heavily Catholic area. But you know, we talked a little bit about this. You mentioned it, but it is open to everybody. Yeah. Anybody can come check it out, whether or not you've got an affiliation with the church, or you just want your child to have a top-notch education. Come and look and see if this is going to be a good fit, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that may be something that people don't even consider because they think, oh, I'm not Catholic. Well, we welcome people of all faiths and even students who don't necessarily have a faith tradition at all. And we welcome them in as a member of the family, like we said earlier. And it's a great education. It's a great family atmosphere and a community. So we welcome everybody to at least consider it, because you do have a great option. We have a great option here in Hayes. We're blessed with great Catholic schools. So I think everybody, Catholic or non-Catholic, should look into it and see if it's a good fit for their child.
I know. And you guys have, because we do this segment regularly, and a lot of times it's students that get to come in and we get to chat with them.
Yeah, that's probably a lot more interesting than listening to the principal.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, sometimes, I suppose. But yeah. They always do seem to have like a very, I don't know, upbeat and enthusiastic...
They're excited to be on the radio.
Probably. Well, they're excited to be on the radio too, but they seem to be really enjoying their education, which you love to see. And I'm not saying our, you know, regular 49 students don't. Don't get me wrong. Both programs are really good, but it just seems like there's something a little spark of, I don't know, camaraderie maybe with the students at the Catholic schools here, both TMP and the Holy Family.
Yeah. Well, that's great to hear. I mean, we hope that people see that. Because as a smaller school system, I think that is one of the advantages, that you can get that sense of wider involvement, and you feel like you're a part of something because people know your name and those kinds of things. And our faith is a big part of that. We want people to feel the love of Christ in the interactions with our teachers and the parents and that's a goal. It's not always achieved, but it's what we always strive for. And it's good to hear that it sometimes is achieved. But yeah, and we have activities too this week. So
I'm going to say, let's not dwell on this. We've got a lot going on this week we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, we got basketball games starting right up way tomorrow. We're hosting Ellis, which is always a fun game. Battle of Big Creek with another school from the county coming in. And, you know, with that German heritage, it's kind of neat because both towns have a little bit of that background. And we get to play each other. That the kids know each other. A lot of times they've grown up together. The families know each other. And so it's a friendly rivalry game. We have Scholars Bowl and Wrestling kickoff right away here on Thursday. Wrestling heads to Larned. And then on Friday, we host Sacred Heart from Salina again for another home basketball game. So not only classes getting started, but also the extracurriculars.
Do they practice at all over the winter break?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those students are probably going to be more prepared to come back to school tomorrow than some of the other students because they've had to be getting up, you know, decent time to go to practice on these days. So they're maybe not sleeping in quite as late, but it'll be a rude awakening for everybody that first day back. But there's also a little excitement. People are ready for that structure. The kids will tell you, I don't want to go back. But they're also looking forward to that structure that we all thrive in.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. We're about out of time. Anything else you wanted to share before you go?
No, just again, I guess a little more detail about that Monarch for a Day. If you do know of a fifth or sixth grader who would want more information, we're happy to send them some information. But, you know, they're going to meet the teachers. They're going to get a walk through the junior high and the other locations there at the school. We have some fun hands-on activities that they're going to be able to participate in. They're going to eat lunch there with us, and we can help get the kids back to their school, wherever it may be within this, you know, within the county. And so we can help with transportation as well because it's a half day. They come in the morning, they have lunch, and we send them off a little afternoon, and we can take the kids to their school, whichever school it may be. So just let us know. Our school number is 625-6577.
Is there any information about that on your website as well?
Yeah, they can get on the website. Just a bit of information about the times and the dates, which is this Friday, and it'll be there for them.
TMP, I forget the website.
-m.org.
There you go.
TMP-m.org.